cooperation between two countries working together to attain the common objectives of development. And then South-South cooperation as well also, it is a mechanism that's used for shared experience, transfer of technology, replications of successful practices within the developing countries. The prominent issues debated within South-South cooperation, it is on the Agenda 2030 of the Sustainable Development Goals, which is a lot of challenges behind, and now it is a very holistic and very comprehensive agenda, which is 17 goals and 169 targets, very challenging for most of the developing countries, especially in the South.
Some developed countries have emerged as donors. So these untraditional donors probably are presenting a kind of new landscape in the field of assistance. What could be the dynamics or interactions between the two, the North and South, regarding this South and South cooperation?
Absolutely, yes, that's true. There is some shift from developing countries, which the emerged countries, which they do a lot of exert efforts and do a substantial contributions in their countries so as to be in a very better situation economically and socially. And therefore, instead of in the past they are recipient countries, now they are donors. And when we look at the South-South cooperation in its definitions, they always say that from the literature, it is not a substitute for the North-South. It is a complement of South-North and North-South. It is a matter of complementary of resources and program. So as both of them, non-traditional donor and traditional, could attain the objective, the development, the common objective vis-a-vis this development.
Can you say a few words to summarize the role that UN play in facilitating and promoting this South-South cooperation?
Yes, UN as a knowledge broker, as what we call it, a storage of experience. It can always, and this is it always play a very dynamic role in how to disseminate such a kind of knowledge among many stakeholders, among many national and governments and also private sector, as well also there is a successful practices, it needs to be replicated. And the UN, they have the methodology, they have the tools, they have the capabilities of the staff and institution, they can move easily from country to country, and there is a trust from within the UN, so it can easily do that exercise in a better way. Also, if we look at the challenging now, because most of the developing countries are either facing some problems within the crisis, within the conflict or any struggle within the country, so there is also a need for how to share the good experiences for a country that's coming out from war, post-conflict, and then to share the experience how the reconciliation within that country and the cohesions within the communities, how it has been attained. So this is also another dynamic for the UN. Also good successful from recipient country. That's one day they are recipient country, now they are donors. Look at TIKA in Turkey. It's now play a very prominent role in how they can afford even humanitarian to the Syrian and also to the neighboring countries by mitigating what is the the consequences of the refugees coming from either Syria or Iraq. This is, I think, a matter of a country that work hard so as to build an institution that it can help the world.